Welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. I'm Marlon Sampson, and today I'm really excited to be interviewing one of the top-performing partners in Australia. In fact, potentially in the world, where we'll talk to Chris Chan. Over to you, Chris. So, Chris.
I know when I first started at ARIA, you were already a partner. Just kicking off, that was about 10 years ago, but the business has changed.
So tell us a little bit about the business.
Sure. Yeah, it would have been about 10 years now. We started as a non-branded Telstra dealer. Me and my business partner, Conan, and a few other staff, we ended up starting a Telstra Business Centre in Miranda, then another one in North Ryde, and we were one of the premier telephone system sales companies in the country for many years. About 4 or 5 years ago, we sold that business, and we started with another brand called Commander. And now I have sites in Guymere in Sydney South, Zetlin in Sydney East, one in Brisbane and one in Gold Coast. Same shit, different brand. We sell plenty of IPEXs and UCPs, and we put it together with Commander Call Courage.
One of the things that that I noticed, and I haven't pre-scripted this, so this will be an interesting one for you, is that I noticed during COVID-19, you guys increased sales. You guys really went up. And I know you probably don't know this yet.
You were the number one selling partner, not only in the country, but you were also the number one selling partner in the world for IPEX
during COVID-19. I had just recently some LG, and he confirmed it. He was like,
I don't know what those guys are doing,
but they've increased the business. They are the number one selling partner in the world for Ericsson LG. Mate, how do you guys do it? I don't understand. How do you increase during a pandemic?
Well, it's a couple of different contributing factors. System sales, I think, as a whole, is getting a little bit harder. You notice before there used to be lots and lots of different dealers and companies doing things, you know, not always big numbers, but just it seems to be like a lot of that business is sort of weeded out, and you've just got the bigger, more prominent telephone system companies. But I found a lot of our competitors in Queensland closed their doors, so that made a little bit more opportunity for us. And I just think in these sort of uncertain times, our style of selling, I think we would call ourselves closers. So what we like to take customers on an emotional journey and really build our proposition to them into a logical reason for them to come across to our company. And we like to do that all on our first meeting. And I think when delivered correctly, with the right narrative, and I was telling you before, it's a gig trying to sell stuff in an economy that is so uncertain, that is full of crisis everywhere. You've got, you know, industries closed, people getting laid off everywhere. It's a tough gig. It's a tough gig. If you come with a traditional way of calling a director and trying to visit them and peddling your wares, you're gonna have a tough time with it. And I understand why people do close doors and maybe wanted to wait out the storm. But for us, in every crisis, there's opportunity. And when you're a closer, it's all about taking a customer on a journey, and you need to change the narrative. Even if it is a negative one, you can come. You don't necessarily need to be selling something. And one of the things we found that helped us a lot was we were giving away a credit. We called it a COVID care credit, where we would factor in 6 months of their telephone bill for free to help them through an uncertain time, and that it automatically changed the conversation from me trying to sell you something to me trying to help you, us trying to help you. And we had great success. We never stopped. There was less people trying to do what we do, and we just plodded along doing our million plus dollars worth of hardware every single month, and we haven't looked back, COVID or no COVID.
Hey, let's just take a step back, Chris.
World number one during COVID-19, you kind of brushed over and just took it on your shoulders. You didn't really notice that. I thought you'd be a bit excited with world number one.
We are very excited. We are very excited. And we went to our first world conference last year, and it's good to be able to mix it with, you know, big markets like London and all over the world. And our little humble 34 people stretched in Sydney and in Queensland, mixing it with the world, it makes me very proud. It's been tough. We all had to work on reduced wages. My team is less than half. So for us to be, I think we sold 89 telephone systems last month.
And so hold on a second. You're telling me that you reduced your amount of salespeople and you increased your sales.
We did. Yeah, we did.
That's interesting. And during a pandemic time, having less salespeople on the road, still making contact and still closing, missing sales, mate, that's incredible. Yeah.
Like sometimes less is more as well. We've got like I'm back on the road now. I wasn't so active on the road, and all of my managers are pretty much the best salesmen that have come up. So it's all sort of all hands on deck. So the conversion rate, our conversion rate was 55% from appointments to sold, which is it's been better, but that's very good. In
amazing.
Yeah.
Other businesses are a 14%. Conversion rate, so 55 is amazing. Cheeky question, Chris. What's called? Where are you sitting in the leaderboard internally, mate? Out of all your salespeople?
depends. If you're looking at numbers, I'm last, but my revenue is high. I've got a couple of big ones, but no, I'm about in the middle.
Middle ground. So the trainer is now the follower, right?
Old Obi-Wan now. No, I'm not as I can be as the guys, but I mean, I've got a really strong team, and it's something that we really pride ourselves on. I think it's a dying sort of art, is the art of closing a deal. Like there's a lot of presenters and there's a lot of people that have excellent presentations and excellent follow-up, but the reality of it is when you take a director's time, they give you that time, they're sitting down, they're in front of you, you have all of the opportunity to tell them all about what you do, how it will benefit them. And really, you have an opportunity there to get them on board right there and then. And if you don't, the likelihood, as good as the presentation and as positive and as excited they are, as soon as you leave their office, they forget about you.
100%.
Got a million things they've got to do, and you go and follow up that person, and their excitement's maybe half, and yeah, I'm going to get back to it, Chris, and I'll just give me a call tomorrow. Then you call them tomorrow, they go, shit. I haven't got it. I'll just tell him I'm not here. And all of a sudden, your follow-ups become annoying to that customer, the deal dies. So love the one you're with. If you're there, try everything you can to get that deal on the day, and your conversion rates will skyrocket, because it's a tough gig. You invite other people to come in and quote after you and all of that kind of stuff. You don't get it on the day.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I mean, if you're helping businesses in the way that you guys are pitching at the moment, it makes sense for them to do those sort of things. Obviously, the government does stimulus packages, and you guys are kind of doing your own stimulus package in a way, which is pretty impressive. And the other one that I hear along the way, I know that you work with Willow a fair bit, but I've heard rumours. The rumours, mate, is that according to Willow, you're not running a business. He reckons that you're running a cult.
A cult.
So I don't know what's going on in the cult, and please tell me you guys aren't doing any weird stuff for initiations.
We do throw the odd midget around. No, just kidding. Like I take that as a compliment, because the culture, the morale, and you know, it's such a pivotal part of a sales company. And it's a tough gig. People don't understand. They see all the glory stuff. They see the nice cars. But what they don't understand is the majority of your job as a salesperson is taking rejection. And that stuff can wear on you. And especially the entry-level guys. Like, it's where I started as well. But when you're on the phone calling directors, trying to – it's tough being – it's a tough gig. You're getting a lot of disdain, a lot of, negative energy. And it's tough. And it's very important as a leader of a business – to make sure your family is tight knit and the morale is up, and it's almost like a little plant. You have to water it daily with that. And I noticed people it comes from the leaders as well. The leaders that are not so active in their business, that you can see that the recruitment's harder. You know, staff retention's harder. Sometimes their wages are higher because they leave the skill to their other people, and that makes them more valuable, and then people try to take them and all that kind of stuff. I think it starts from the top. I'll take cult as a badge of honor.
Thanks, Chris. And we've definitely gone a little bit over time. I look forward to continuing this in part two, and don't forget to follow, guys.